This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you missed any part of the show,
or to have it delivered to your phone daily,
subscribe to the WEEI Afternoons podcast on the Odyssey app
or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
That was the voice of new Red Sox and apparently anti-Devers, Alex Bregman, talking to Odyssey's own Rob Bradford. Baseball isn't boring. Who'd have thunk? When they pay you $40 million, you can just say, I'll play wherever the manager tells me to play. I'm happy to be a good teammate. I'm just happy to be here and help the ball club any way I can. Cliches work. There are a reason
exactly. They
were around in Bull Durham and Major League and all these baseball movies. Use a cliche.
Couched in truth. Yes, exactly. They're couched in truth. They apply most probably in America's pastime like baseball. And you could have easily come back from the sound and said, that's the voice of leadership. That's the voice of reason.
Oh, yeah.
That's the voice of how things are supposed to get done.
It's also the voice of apparently the second baseman. Because the guy on third won't.
This is going to represent an abject failure organization-wide if he's the second baseman. Also, he can play a few games there because maybe Grissom gets hurt. Maybe he's not ready. Although I heard he absolutely took one off crochet out of the ad today down in Fort Myers.
And that's the next step, Fitzy. When we start getting reports or we start watching some of these spring training games and we're like, wow, Grissom's really good. He's killing it. Oh, Christian Campbell. He really is the second coming.
No, sorry. Cassis doesn't want you playing there.
Well, all we're going to do is going to ship him off to Toronto with Devers. That's what Tony said. Gone. Be gone with you.
Isn't it a little surprising that the Devers would have this attitude considering that Alex Bregman chose you? The Red Sox, the team that hasn't made the playoffs in the last 3 years. They've been last in the AL East three out of the last 5 years. But yet he wanted to come to you. There's teams were lining up. To get
he picked Dallas. You.
He picked you,
and he's a winner.
And right, he's an accomplished player. He's a better infielder. He's got more championship rings. And yet, that's the feeling. That's how you're treating this whole situation.
Okay, keep going, Ted.
Complete
because
disconnect.
I don't know if you recall this, Ted. A year ago at this time, Rafi Devers had a lot to say. I don't know if you remember that. What did he say? He said, "We need ownership to invest. We need them to invest in this team." I'm not going to say what we need, but everybody knows what we need. So the team went out and got a starting pitcher, which they obviously needed, an ace, and then they went out and got a defensive-minded leader, infielder, right-handed bat, which they needed. But it infringes upon Rafi Devers' territory. Oh, so when you said last year you wanted management to invest in this team, you meant invest in this team as long as it doesn't affect Rafi Devers adversely. So you want the team to be better, but on Rafi Devers' terms.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how any of this works. They're trying to put together the best baseball team they can. And I said it earlier. Bill Belichick often said, and I know he's not your favorite guy in the world, that leadership is doing what's in the best interest of the team, even if it's not in the best interest of the individual.
Bill did that all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
So
you probably got so tired of hearing that, Ted. You probably got so freaking tired of hearing that over and over and over again.
You're going to quote Bill Belichick in my face with that? The team always does what's best for the team? Malcolm Butler
It was a cliche, Ted.
But like,
no, it wasn't. Guys, he lived it for a long time.
I can point to two great examples in baseball of people that have greater reputations, greater legacies, one that is absolutely Hall of Famer, one that probably will be there in a few short years as well. When a generational, legendary, all-time talent like Alex Rodriguez, as much of a bozo and purple-lipped knucklehead that all of us may hold him to be, the LeBron of baseball, if you will, to Red Sox Nation, when he gets traded to the Yankees, he was a far better defensive shortstop, but they allowed Derek Jeter to stay at shortstop because, well, he's the captain, and certainly didn't have the range A-Rod did, but A-Rod, keeping everyone happy, gladly moved over to third base for the betterment of the team and his contract, and played pretty damn good third base for a long time as well. And then now Mike Trout is switching to right field because he's not the center fielder he used to be. He could easily be like, excuse me, I'm Mike effing Trout. I'll stay and play wherever I want. And he's moving to right field, Ted.
Fitzy, keep going. Compare Derek Jeter, to the captain of the Red Sox, Rafi Devers. Is there any comparison from a leadership standpoint?
No, zero.
And that's where I feel like Rafi doesn't have a leg to stand on. Like if you were this dynamic personality where guys were drawn to you and you brought more to the table than just being a hitter. Like if you were a leader, I don't hear stories of guys, Rafi talking to guys on airplanes, trying to help them out, trying to teach them the game. All that stuff that you hear in baseball that is very, very valuable behind the scenes in a locker room, I don't see that, and I haven't heard that from Rafi Devers. So he really, to me, doesn't have a leg to stand on when you consider all that.
Yeah, the Jeter comparison I get, Fitzy, on paper, but the reality is Jeter was going to go down as an iconic all-time Yankee great. We're talking about Devers saying, did they pick the wrong one of the three they had to pick through between Betts, Bogarts, and Devers? Like, he doesn't even win that three-man race towards right free now? Agency, right? Like,
but depending on if you look at it from every qualification, Betts has as many, if not more, home runs, is willing to do. Yeah, we talked about that.
He switches positions all the time. Every year.
He's literally said, I'll do whatever. He's shortstop, second base, right field, center field. Like, it's like first base, Bugs Bunny, second base, Bugs Bunny, third base, Mookie Betts. Like, he does whatever the team needs.
He's like the world's first utility superstar. Like, he's Brock Holt, but great.
You know what it probably would say on his baseball card? Mookie Betts, baseball player.
Ball player.
Can I throw this one question out at you guys? Does any of you guys feel like this might be Alex Cora taking his team back?
Explain. Explica, por favor.
So after they win it in 2018, he goes away for a little bit, right? Comes back. Mm-hmm. His contract was in, a lot of people thought when he came back it was because they were doing him a favor, bringing him back. And so he maybe felt that he didn't have any options, so he had to kind of play the game and go along to get along. Mm. But now that he's got a new contract, right, and now that, he feels like, his team isn't what he wants it to be. It's like, I'm taking my team back. I'm bringing the kid that I coached down in Houston.
He's
going to come in. He's going to play third. And I'm going to just completely, this thing needs to be flushed out. These attitude, this entitlement, the Mike Vrabel kind
of
thing.
That's the word I kept coming back to.
It's the entitlement of these players, Tristan Casas, right?
Absolutely.
Rafi Devers. And it's Alex Cora kind of saying, you know what? I'm bringing in an accomplished player who doesn't have the entitlement, who's a better, more accomplished player than anybody here, and he's willing to do whatever it takes. That's the guy that I wanted to show all of you. This is how you build special baseball teams, is by this guy's leadership, what he's showing. To me, it's a little bit of an Alex Cora taking his team back to some degree. Now that he's got a long-term deal.
We'll see.
Well, we'll see. I think it's an effort to do that.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is.
Because
this is his guy. This is AC's guy.
Yeah, but if opening day comes and Devers is at third, and the second game is at third, and the third game, then we're like, did you take your team back?
But unless Kristen Campbell's not ready to go.
No. I mean, but Bregman, either way, you're better.
Fair. So Bregman right.
Either way, you're better.
Right.
I mean, you can make a strong argument. There's like five guys that could play second base that would make you a better all-around team with Bregman at third and Devers DHing. right? Like there's options. It could be Grissom. It could be Campbell. It could be, I don't know, David Hamilton. It could be Rafaela. They have
all
guys.
Are all those better options than Alex Bregman, though, playing second?
No, but they're better with Bregman in combo. The combo of Bregman with Devers. Devers is not a good defensive player. You just enumerated it for every year of his career. That's
the
reality.
Who else is going to play third if it's not Bregman, you guys? Like, if it's Devers, you're up Blanks Creek. And if Bregman plays second base, yeah, then the right side of the infield defensively is great. But you're also, like, log-jamming Grissom, who you traded for last year, and Campbell, who people say, yeah, sure, he maybe can wait a little while longer. But if his bat just absolutely lights Fort Myers aflame, and the west coast of Florida is never the same, then what are you doing?
So you guys are both say, hey, you know what? We know what Devers is. There's plenty of data. It's not like, hey, let's see how he does to start the training camp. Maybe spring training maybe comes in, and all of a sudden the leather is just like, whoa!
The year 9 jump in his defensive ability, is that what we're projecting here?
I'm just saying.
Suddenly he's a great fielder?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
No. We do
this,
know.
You don't think the presence of Alex Bregman can maybe get a light of fire under Rafi Devers to be a better defensive third baseman?
Then I don't care. I don't want to allow that to happen.
Okay.
That's a bad sign too. If he sucked defensively for 8 years and then you brought in somebody that threatens his territory and suddenly he goes, "Oh, I could be better. I could have been better all along. I just didn't really want to be." Now that makes him look worse.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Might be true.
There's only one way he comes out of this looking okay. Shut the F up.
Wow.
And DH. No, am I wrong? Is there another option?
No.
I mean, I guess.
At this point now?
Yeah, no. Because if he goes out, and Ted, you're right. If he gets his way, if he winds his way to third base and then is really good defensively, doesn't it look like from afar, you half-assed it for like 7 years and now you were threatened and you proved that if you really invest in it, you can be better? That's a bad look for him. If he goes out there and sucks and doesn't play DH, bad look for him.
Mm-hmm.
There's the only way for him to save face is shut up and DH, which I also think is easy. It's also easy for him. Just go DH.
Sounds like something an angry news network person would say. Just shut up and hit.
Yes. And I don't mean it in any of those forms or fashion. I mean this literally. Just shut up and hit. You're good at that. This is not political in any way. This is baseball, Ray. It's simply baseball. 617-779-7937. Up next, we're going to get to your phone calls because the lines are loaded. Yep. You're angry about Devers. You have ideas about Devers. Maybe like Ted, you're optimistic about Devers. You think it'll all play itself out nicely with Alex Cora coming out on top. That's next here on WEEI.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment.
Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Afternoons.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
That was Jared Carrabas on MLB Network, I believe. Also putting perfume on a pig of a situation right now. Yeah, you have talent. Mm-hmm. Seems like you're not going to be able to field necessarily your best talent because some of your better talent is having a pouty McPout pout session in the grocery store aisle because they couldn't get the candy bar from the top shelf. They could only get the gummies on the bottom shelf. Now they're being a little baby about it. I don't know. Like everybody, Ted, you're kind of doing it. Buck Showalter was doing it.
Yeah.
Alec. You know, Carrabas is doing it. It's like everybody's telling me, no, nothing to see here. It's fine. They have plenty of talent. It's a great problem to have. Yeah, we'll see. Sometimes these things don't work themselves out. Sometimes you athlete people get, like, in a place where I don't want to play anymore. I'm not going to play for this team anymore. I don't want to do my job anymore.
That's
right?
Fine.
That happens.
You're forfeiting $30 million.
People.
You know, that's fine. then you would kill your legacy. So if you care at all about your legacy, maybe he doesn't.
The guy that I saw yesterday doesn't care about his legacy because he didn't try to pretend that he cared. Well, his money's fine. They could cut him tomorrow and he gets $331 million. Like, that's the beauty that you brought up earlier. NFL versus MLB.
He's got to come to work, though. He's got to put forth an effort.
Come to work. You signed me as a third baseman. Chaim Bloom told me I was the third baseman. Oh, he'll come to work.
Okay.
He'll just pout. Maybe he'll have a Terry Glenn hamstring injury.
Good luck.
Oh, or
good
until not, like Nomar got traded.
You know,
just the whole thing.
I mean, these guys can be pouty, immature, make life difficult for everyone around them. It's to the point where the team says, okay, enough, you win, I don't want you here, whatever.
This is a great topic. It's fun to talk about. I just think it's only a day old, and I just think by the time the season starts in a month, that it will get worked out. That's my feeling.
I hope you're right, because I was excited about this Red Sox team as of last Friday afternoon. I left here thinking, oh, baseball season's fun. We're going to Fenway Park. We're going to talk to Cora. They're going to win the division. We'll go to the playoffs.
Do you want to be the turd in the punch bowl at the end when everyone is excited? Alex Cora says it's the attention to detail has been as good this training camp as all of them in the last 4 or 5 years. Do you want to be the guy that's going to ruin that harmony and the good vibes? You know,
if you're selfish, you do.
We'll see.
There's certain people that are like that.
I'm betting that he will not be that guy at the end of the day when it all comes down to it.
All right, let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. We're going to try to bang a few of these out. Let's go to Jose in Boston. What are your thoughts on the Devers situation?
Just want to touch on a couple things. Cassis first. Cassis must think he's still acting on Netflix because he tried to gaslight everyone today. You know, when he says that, you know, he wants Bregman at second and Devers at third. It's all about first base. He just wants to protect his future guaranteed contract. He wants nothing to do with Rossi possibly moving to first base, which I think is where he'll land. If Rossi doesn't want to settle at DH, I think he'll try to settle at first base because I look at it like this. If Vladdy can go from third to first and win the Gold Glove, then who's saying Rossi can't be an average infielder at first base? So I just think, you know, it's pretty obvious that Cassis is obviously delusional, but it's obvious that he's afraid for his job at first base.
That's interesting.
All right, thanks for the call, Jose.
That's interesting.
I think he's protecting his territory.
Wow.
You said Cora's taking his team back.
Yeah.
Well, now you got Devers kind of claiming his third base spot. You got Casas. Yeah. There's a lot of dogs lifting their leg around the Red Sox.
You know
right
what?
Now.
I love it. I love it, Fitzy, because I liked it. You know what? Get it mixed up. Get everyone fired up. You know,
you love it?
You know why? Because everyone was just relaxed in their roles. They think everything. You know what? They don't want any tension. They want. You know what? You're not doing a good enough job, Rafi. You're going to get replaced. You know what, Costas? You're not getting it done. We're going to replace you with Rafi. It needs a little bit of this kind of turmoil to kind of get things. The tension needs to be there. There needs to be more competition, more stress. I've been on teams where tension is good. It brings out kind of the best in you. So
we'll see.
I don't think it's the worst thing.
This is a good thing for the Boston Red Sox?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, the apple cart of joy that we were all riding along happily last week, Ted, just completely got upset, and now all those apples are bouncing around a bunch of crooked cobblestone roads. No.
I don't either.
I see what you're saying in terms of, like, look, they reached this point, and this galvanized the team and brought them together, and they all tried extra hard and forged a brave new path for the team. Or you could have just gone with, hey, we've actually been pretty good for a while, and now one of the things that has dogged us the most, our bad infield defense, got fixed. Oh, and we added a great right-handed bat who's a locker room leader at the time. Like, I think this is bad vibes. Sorry, I don't like it.
I don't love it, and I think you're bringing a football mentality to a baseball situation.
We'll see.
And baseball players are not the competitors that football players are. They're weirdos. They're a different breed. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in their head. I'm not sure this is a good thing. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Neil in Key West. Got any key lime pie for me, Neil? What's up?
Guys, no, I just ordered a bucket of beers. We're starting happy hour. Come on down. I got the first bucket.
Appreciate it.
I don't think the ownership is getting enough discredit for what's happening. They're all celebrating, high-fiving, back-slapping each other. But they had the choice between Betts, Bogarts, and Devers on who to sign and who to let go. Who came up with the decision after looking at Devers saying we're going to keep him and let Betts go or Bogarts? Why let him go? Why let the ownership off the hook for letting this persist?
Thanks for the call, Neil. I'm going to let you off the hook before you say something that gets both of us in trouble.
Amazing, he didn't.
Enjoy the rest of
your
afternoon.
Holy Hemingway, someone's. I want to live that guy's life.
I am so jealous right now.
Oh,
just down in Key West. It's nice out. He just ordered a bucket of beers.
He's starting happy. There's enough. There's one in there for all of us. For Zach, for Dan, for Ted, for you, and for me. That's amazing. What a guy.
Now, he seemed upset about this, but like his voice didn't display that he's upset. He's in such a good place that this can't even ruin his day down there in Key West.
Uh-uh.
Appreciate the call, Neil. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to AJ in Cranston. I think he has some thoughts on Tristan Casas' comments from today.
What's going on, boys? Love the show.
Thanks.
Casas was completely out of line today. Who the hell does he think he is, trying to be the manager and the general manager of the team? Like, talking about the Devers situation, they obviously brought in a better third baseman in Bregman. He's a gold-loving winning third baseman. And the fact that he even brought up the young kids, why doesn't he put his head down and worry about his own damn job? He played, 30 games last year? Not to mention, you said it earlier, screaming after a walk in Tampa Bay. Shut up. Do your job. Like, it's mind-blowing how it's crazy. And like Devers hits. That's what Devers does. So why not just accept that and do – look at Ortiz, prime example. Mm-hmm. Legend, living legend. Went to the Hall of Fame as a designated hitter.
Thanks for the call, AJ. So Devers, he said it right. I think we all agree Devers hits. That's what he does. Devers doesn't see it that way. Devers says, no, I play third. I think the phrase he used, I play the turf, like the field. I play the field. That's what I do. He doesn't see himself as a hitter only, and he doesn't see that as a good thing, it doesn't sound like. And that's the disconnect between, I think, us, but also between Cora. I'm sure Cora was probably like, oh, I think we can talk him into it. He's just going to hit. That'll be fun. And, you know, he's good at it. That's what he's best at. We'll take the errors away. Seems logical, but it's not playing out that way.
That's not the way it's going by any stretch whatsoever.
617-779-7937. We'll get back to your phone calls in a little bit. We're going to switch gears, top of the hour, heading into our 4:30 chat with Sean McDonough. We're going to touch on the biggest story outside of Devers in Boston, and that is Team USA taking on Canada Thursday night. At the TD Garden, The game over the weekend was as enjoyable a hockey game as anyone's seen, and you now have Jack Eichel and others saying this is the biggest game Thursday night they have ever played in. We're going to talk about booing national anthems. We're going to talk about rooting for the Tkachuk family. Fitzy has a problem with that, but I think he'll find himself doing it on Thursday night. Team USA Canada up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.